Meeting is now called to order. Is Tom will lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, you know what I saw on the floor?
Oh, did you see his wing?
It's behind you.
Oh, it's right here.
Someone's been getting a little rowdy.
It's our eagle's wing. I fixed it.
Oh, see?
I thought it was like a candy wrapper.
And I swept. What a good job I did.
In this section, this is the public comment section, a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No public discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the non-podium that we have over there. And clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board council by majority vote.
Wow.
Oh, rock on. Nice. Well done. First, we need to approve the minutes for April 25th.
She knew that. She could have told you.
While they're doing that, I'll tell you guys this. You guys picked these up. Before this meeting, there was another meeting that I don't put on. It's put on by the people who are working on the trail. It's federally required if federal funds are being used for a project, and it was for ADA accessibility, as if anybody had concerns about the accessibility of the trail. Their notifications aren't quite the same as ours. So if you see, look at the plans. If you have any concerns, let me know or contact the people on there. But this will just give you a good idea of where we are with the trail right now. Are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing with you.
Okay. I wasn't laughing, but
okay. I have the minutes are good.
Second.
Okay. Who did? Who
first?
Seconded?
I did.
Okay. Yay, we have to go. Yay. Did you go first? Who did the first? I approved. I mean, I set the motion.
Approval of the agenda for today. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
In case they need a quick exit.
Thanks, Bonnie.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry, guys.
She's under anesthesia right now.
Being honored.
She's red butt.
Okay, Megan, it's on you. Informational item?
Metro.
No.
Metro.
Metro.
Go.
Would you like to be vice chair?
Yeah.
I asked him already.
I'm on it.
Let me just say.
Receive a report from
I asked him. He said no.
Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only. Gentlemen?
It's you guys. Do you have anything?
You're on.
I'm going to defer to my office.
There you go.
Oh, well done. See?
Well done.
You're the only one.
Okay. So my only question is, how have the ATVs been? Anything new, better, worse, same?
Tarja?
I have some friends of mine in town, and they said that they had some ATVs running by and flipping them the finger.
Okay. Did they call us?
I believe so. But they were like defiant almost, I guess.
That's typical.
And yeah.
With the warm weather and spring break, or summer's coming for school break, so there's going to be an increase in those coming out here, but it's important that their friends and everybody else call us, so we can at least come in the area, you know, and like I said, if they're just driving by, flipping you off, and often it doesn't, they go, you probably won't see one of us, but if they're screwing around in town or coming by, we'll try and get out to you. But at the very least, call us so we know.
Do they have a record?
Were they allowed to go?
No. Oh, my
God. No. Where have you been? Can of worms.
I'll cover that in my...
I threw it out for a reason, because I have umbrella on the market, umbrella over here. So where have you been? They're day and night, 2-3 in the morning.
Right.
And they're coming in a caravan, and they're loud.
Oh, yeah. No, they're a pain. And we're in the education process, along with the saloon, trying to educate them to not be in town.
How long do you think that'll take, sir?
We think about it. You have random people coming out here, so the chances of us making contact with them, depending on where I'm at, because I cover Red Rock, I cover Frim, Sandy Valley, we cover 2,900 square miles.
Do you think signs would help at all?
We're working on signage. We're trying to get other signage put up, so it's a process that has just been started.
That's enforcing the signs, correct?
Right, and trying it. There's not really a lot of enforcing that's going to be done because so everybody's so new to it, and we're trying to get everybody on the same page.
They want neighbors stopping people on the watch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm new. It
could happen.
I know some people that get really aggravated when they go by and blow up their rocks, and I totally get it.
Yeah.
With the limited resources we have, we're trying to use other people to educate. I have a few suggestions for Tom, so we'll talk later.
Yeah.
But trying to get Megan on board with some new signage. Some other signs has popped up here and there, just trying to educate them on what the trail is they can be on and keep them out of town. But they're going to come in from all over to go, more than likely, to the saloon. So it's just an education.
So we'll start there, and then hopefully we get the signs and we'll enforce them.
Right. And like I said, I'm trying to get a hold of them, because a lot of times I know the BLM rangers have a problem. When they go to stop one, it takes off.
Yeah.
And my pursuit policy is I can't chase them.
Yeah.
So if I get lucky and they wreck, great. I'll
do that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
What is the law? Are they allowed on our street?
No. They're not.
They said so they have a mile to go off this.
That is not accurate.
The law is specifically from designated trail to designated trail.
Okay. So they're saying.
But the general, what they go by is they look at specifics. They know they're allowed 2 miles on the road to go between trail to trail. It has to be a designated trail. The trail.
Right.
But that's trying to.
So legally, I'm supposed to be on the road at all. It's right. Like being on a mini bike without a license, correct?
Correct.
All
right. Like I said, we just have to get our hands on it. And that's the biggest issue, being in the right time, in the right place.
Why can't you send a helicopter a couple of weeks?
Come on.
They want you to retry. That's way too expensive for resources to put out here.
And I thought it was getting better.
Well, like anything else that happens in government, someone has to get killed before something big like that happens. Yeah. But they have to get permission to leave the valley to come out here to help us. And they're not going to get permission to come out here and chase for a couple of guys on the TV.
Who knows when?
They're really not allowed on our streets.
Correct.
It's just from trail to trail.
Correct. However,
they need to take, they should.
However, there are no designated trails.
And we're in the process of trying to come up with a trail and a path for them to go to get them out of your town. Slow process because you have all these different entities.
And I'll have an update in my report.
Am I also correct in the fact that locals, if we are on off-road vehicles and we're going from one house to another, that would be illegal as well?
Right.
By the letter of the law?
Yep.
Yes.
So careful what you wish for.
So, but good for the gander, good for the goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I have people that are complaining about ATVs running through town, and then the city folk are running through town,
they're going to get it. Right.
Arrest them all.
Lucy?
I seriously thought it was
a little better.
Another guy, another level and going up and down. I mean, I thought it was improving myself.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're going to have good times, we're going to have bad times. Summer's coming, it's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. You know how much busy you get during the summer, you know, and it's just the nature of the beast.
I understand.
You know?
But I'm recording 3 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty bad here, guys coming to town about a bunch of stuff.
Right, but guys are coming, like, they stay in the dry lake bed, and they ride, and they ride.
Yeah.
Or they go out the Cottonwood Trail, and they ride. And they're out all night long.
Are they allowed at night?
Yeah.
24 hours, they can ride it.
Yeah. Hey, this is Vegas.
One more, just a second. I'm losing my thought. Do they have any kind of,
nope.
Licensing they have to have an ATV? Any, like, you know, sticker to say they're current with their...
There is a licensing regulation in the state of Nevada. I'm not current with that because I don't enforce that. That's what the BLM guys and the Rangers do. That's not something I'm going to write them a ticket for.
What if we took video and got close up of them or that?
How many red ATVs do they make every year?
Right. Mm-hmm. Blue. However, that is required that they have a sticker.
Right, right. That, but like I said, that's not something that I enforce.
Up to date.
On behalf of the bar, I can give a report over the last 30 days. Noel Sheckles, 310 West Spring Street. Okay, so the last meeting we had, we talked about education to the off-roaders. And we've made, I feel, great progress. And every time I think that we really got a good handle on it, something blows up. And the we had an incident where in our handicapped parking, an off-roader pulled up and then... or not an off-roader, actually, it was a car, and peeled off at, like 11 o'clock at night, super loud, and burned his tires up, sprayed all his tires under our block wall, and headed out. And so I rush out there to get him, and he's a local, and I'm not going to say who it is, but we had a local guy do that, and that was disheartening. So that was one of the big things that happened to us this month. And then it went along really well for a while. We really felt like we got a handle on it. Tom and I and the boys really felt like our education was taking hold. And then yesterday, an off-roader pulls in front of the general store, comes in, does whatever he does, and then when he leaves, he burns out, throws rock all over the boardwalk, all over the front. I'm surprised the windows are. So you're going to have those people that are renegades that are... their house. I don't think we'll ever cure it 100%, but I really believe we have impacted it over the last
30 days. Right, and you have to take it into account at holiday weekend. So they're coming out of Prim, they're coming out of the mountain, they're coming out of Gene. You're going to have a handful of different folks coming in at different times.
Yeah, and another thing to keep in mind is we're closing usually around 9 o'clock at night, except for Friday, Saturday. And those we usually close at midnight. So, Larry, when you're talking about somebody coming out at 3 in the morning, I don't know who they're going to see. They're not going to see us.
It has nothing to do with you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, but
more than likely at 3 o'clock, ATV is going to be
able to. You should be in bed.
No. Larry,
I've seen
this before, too. That's fine. The thing is that these are folks, I think they're out-of-towners. Are there at least a group that's out-of-town that doesn't know the... it's the residents and people are sleeping. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And you have 15 guys coming all of you. I mean, and then you guys are close, of course.
Right.
And where they load up or take off from, maybe some people can say, hey, you need not to go to town to come around this other area.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Not the bar.
Yeah.
Not
the
bar.
Where they're loading.
Yeah.
Could be on Cottonwood Trail. Could be anywhere.
If you don't mind, let's move on for now because I think Megan's got some updates on it that we'll talk about. And then
thank you.
If you have any other questions, we'll be happy to address them.
Perfect.
And we're kind of going in circles.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you too. We see a lot of the presence a lot. We see the trucks come through a lot more often.
A lot more often.
That's very helpful. Thank you, guys. We're going to move on.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that trailer that was parked next to the substation down there?
Sure. It's a pile of rubble, huh?
Right. I mean, they've been moving it out of there, but was someone living there?
Yeah. Okay. BLM was aware of it. BLM was handling it because they have 14 days to park in one spot. and before the 14 days was up, it went up its flames.
Oh.
So they know who the owner is. They've been in contact with the owner for cleaning it up to get it out there.
And they have been cleaning it up. I don't know if anybody noticed.
Yeah, yeah, they have.
He's one of the construction workers down in front.
Oh, okay. So there's just a few. Okay.
Okay, now it's time to receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding progress on the Terrivals development in Jean and the proposed OHV route, trail, and other updates from Clark County.
Okay, I do not have an update on Terrivals, and I apologize. I will get that for next time.
That's terrible.
I know, it's terrible. It's a terrible update. On our OHV trail. So for, I think we have some new people here tonight. So what we're working on is, we know that there's a problem. It's understood that there's a problem. But right now we do not have a way to get people into and out of town on OHVs because they are technically not allowed to drive on the roads. Not technically, they are legally not allowed to drive on the roads. So I've been working with Metro, with BLM, with our right-of-way people, and with NDOT on trying to come up with a trail so that we can direct people, so that we can educate, so we can have a way in and out of town. So the way I've been looking, I guess that map's too small, is to come from the bar and head on the north side of 161 east on that, because there's about 35 feet of excess right-of-way on the north side of the road. The problem with that is there's a big old rock in the way. There is a outcropping of rock there. So that's been kind of a stopping point on figuring out how to make this happen. So last week or the week before, I came out and Mel and Deb with Vegas Off-Road Tours came out and we tested it to go up and over the rock, and it works. You can go up and over. And I have never ridden in one of those razors before. Oh my God, I will stick with my horse. But it is possible to go up and over. So now that we know that, we're going to try to make it work. I think we're going to go over into private property. So we're going to have to get an easement for private property. We're going to have to figure out a route and then maybe do some earthwork there. So we're making progress. It's just slow. But we're getting there, and we have an idea now. So I will go to our Public Works roads guy, and we'll go to NDOT, and we'll sit down and see what we can do. So that's where we are. Okay? And that's it.
Sounds good. Moving on to planning and zoning.
What comments? You have it.
Yeah.
Steve Fleming, 130 Pacific. I don't know how many people have been here 20 years. So, 20 years ago, the same instance occurred, basically. There were trucks coming through from the port.
Right.
It was destroying the lifestyle of Good Springs, much similar to what we have now. Noise, air, and probably 50 trucks coming through, coming down all the way Esmeralda to Market Street, right down through town, because the mining law gives them permission to get to a state highway. State highway ends, as we know, at Esmeralda.
From
it comes right up past the bar. So the county, basically, it took them 3.5 years, but they did finally put in the bypass road. Bypass road is there to get traffic out of Good Springs that causes noise pollution, air pollution, and basically ruins the lifestyle of we here in Good Springs. We're so blessed to have that. Why can't we use that? To me, what I understand is that if they come on the bypass road and ran into 161, it's a mile to 1.2 miles to the Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, they should be able to ride.
No, that is not accurate. And neither is 161.
Well, where are they coming from? No, I know, but where are they coming from now? Where is a designated trail?
I like the idea of using the bypass. I personally like that.
Not enough.
But it's not something that we can enforce this one, but not enforce that one. So we have to work with Megan and the county to try and figure out where we're going to make changes through NDOT, through the county, to give them the road or the trail to get from A to B.
So basically, this bypass road that the county put in for specifically for that reason, to get traffic out of Good Springs, that was causing the same problems that they have right
now. Also, vehicles though, was for full-size regular vehicles. Whether it's on 161 or on that Good Springs bypass, those are both maintained roads. They're not allowed on either one. That's
so,
the problem.
Why are they allowed on 161
they're
in
not.
Good Springs?
They're not.
They're
well,
not.
Then
they're
who enforces that?
That would be awesome. That's
what
we're working on. We're trying to come up with a solution so we can do the enforcement, so they can give them a different avenue for them to get to and from. But there's a lot of, there's black and white that some people want to look at, and there's gray that people want to look at. As long as they're not running the town and they're coming down the bypass using the trail that has magically appeared and runs to the bar and runs back out the same way, I have no problem with that until we come up with another trail. Then I'll be like, hey, there's a trail. Use the trail.
I just, okay. All right.
It
doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. But like we said, we're running in circles, so after the meeting, we'll sit down and we'll talk more about it.
Real quick, Tarp to land, Deadly Beacon Street. Is there a fine for them? Is there any, what is the fine for them for riding an ATV on our street? Is there one?
It's a traffic ticket, just like any other traffic ticket. I don't know exactly what the fine is, but the problem that we're running into is there's, these folks, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, these folks are bringing business into your town, correct?
Correct.
They're also bringing a nuisance, and I understand that. But in order for them to get into town to bring the business, we have to find a trail for them to get into. So if we start hammering them with every, sit out here 24-7 and stop every ATV that will stop and cite every one of them that will stop, they're going to stop coming into town and stop bringing their business here.
And it's not only that, it's also there's locals that
have
off-road vehicles.
To get them here. That's legal. Right now, the 161 is not legal for them to do. The bypass road is not legal for them to do. And for lack of a better term, we're in some instances kind of turning a blind eye to that. Just like we kind of turned a blind eye to some other things. Selective enforcement, so to speak, if that's kind of what you want to call it. Until we can figure out a way to make it legal for them to get here, we don't want to be hammering them with stuff. Now, if they're driving like idiots up and down the street, absolutely. If we can stop them, we're going to give them those tickets. But that's the problem that we're running into and why we need Megan and the county to get a way to get here. You know, if it was illegal to run between here and Gene without, you know, some made it illegal to get down 161, well, that's the only way to get out of town. So if you make that illegal, how many people are still going to go down 161 to get out of town? Everybody's still going to do it because there's no other option. So we need to come up with the options first.
I don't always know if somebody's in there that's taking an ATV. It's against the law for me to take away someone's keys. It's against the law for me to take away someone's keys.
Okay, but I mean, if you're, it's against the law too to feed them drink.
Absolutely,
and
over-serving somebody is against the law, and
that's,
we don't do that.
You guys
protect
yourself and our town too, and make them aware that.
And that, well, a lot of those ATV people are the worst customers because they drink bottles in the desert. They come in drunk.
What to come
in? And they don't. And we find.
But don't you have the right to refuse?
We do, and as we do, yeah, absolutely.
Parking lot, you'll find cans. We don't sell that kind of beer. People, they just dump them in there. They're already drunk. They come in, they play pool, they chit chat, and maybe they buy amateur, maybe they don't. So not a lot of those customers aren't necessarily good customers. One thing we found is, you know, there's no good business after midnight business. Mm-hmm. And so we're really focusing on closing at midnight so that riffraff, mm-hmm. that late night, you know, hooligan that might come in that's already drunk and it doesn't come in.
Okay, so.
If I may, let's move on with the agenda.
Thank you.
I'm more than happy to stick around and answer all the questions that you have on to me.
Thank you. Yep.
I want to have everybody stick in.
Dead horse. Dead horse.
Okay, guys, moving on to planning and zoning. UC 00995ET004517, Gill Steelhead LLC, waiver of development standards, second extension of time to complete the following, reduce the setback for non-decorative perimeter fence, designed reviews for the following, one manufactured restroom building, two additional modifications to existing tavern and restaurant in conjunction with the existing tavern and restaurant on 1.4 acres in C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Spring Street, SR 161, and Fail Street, also known as Jean, within Good Springs.
Could you repeat that?
That was a mouthful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll represent the bar. I'll take the podium. Last week it was an, or last time it was an invisible podium. Mm-hmm. You know, so a year ago, when we went in for this extension of time, you know, we're trying to get the bathrooms done. We're going to be building a ramp up the bathrooms. We're trying to do our kitchen. We're doing a few things on permitting to get all those things done. A year ago, I stood here and I was confident that we would have that done by this time. Mm-hmm. Now, let's turn back the clock 1 year ago. 1 year ago, a lot has happened to the Pioneer Saloon. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but 1 year ago, we had 11 employees. Now we have 37 employees in 1 year. The amount of growth has been phenomenal, and it's been good and bad. It's got two sides to the coin. The reason that we have been impacted so hard, we're proud to say that Good Springs and the Pioneer Saloon has become a real icon for the state of Nevada. We're being advertised in Australia, in Europe, all over the United States. It's, you know, the big push for Travel Nevada before was come to the Las Vegas Strip and, you know, see the flashing lights. Well, that's been advertised to death. And everyone in the world knows that this is Glitter City. And so now what Nevada is doing is they're saying, come to the Wild West, come out and see, don't fence me in, come see Elko, Nevada, come see this and that, and the Pioneer Saloon. We're kind of the forerunner, the head of that whole advertising campaign. So it's a great blessing for Good Springs and a blessing for the Pioneer Saloon, but it's come with our growing pains. Our needs have changed a lot. So this year, just to keep up and give a good face to these tourists from all over the world and everything, we've had to do a lot of internal improvements. I mean, equipment in restaurant equipment alone, we've spent over $100,000 in the last 6 months, and we still have more to go. So it has put our process of getting everything permitted and completed to a real slowdown. We're in the process now of summer. June, July, and August are our slowest months, besides December. And these next 90 days, we're bombarding the building department with a ton of permitting that's going to go through. Now, in the meantime, the kitchen has became a real problem because, you know, we're licensed as an outdoor barbecue facility, totally legal. Yeah, Bartano's all about. We're licensed and everything. Well, with the expansion of business, with the influx of all these international tourists from all over the world, you know, instead of selling 5 hamburgers, you sell 105 hamburgers, okay? Right. So suddenly, you know, it creates a lot more demand on the kitchen. So it has bogged us down, and our needs have actually changed. So the fire department has come in and said, guys, you can't continue doing this kitchen unless you get hoods and fire suppression. Well, we're in the midst, we jumped again on that. We're in the midst of putting in a fire sprinkler system, which is $150,000 and going up every day. It's very, very expensive. Tom and I and Chuck and my other son, for those who don't know, David is my youngest son. We call him Baby Dave, but he's the youngest. He just joined us. So all three of my boys are here. We're working full time on this. But the fire sprinkler system, we feel is vital for the Pioneer Saloon because it needs to be protected with a fire sprinkler. So we're in the midst of doing this fire sprinkler system. Along with that, we're doing hoods in our kitchen. So all this stuff is bogging us down financially. We got the money and loans lined up to do all this stuff, so that's the good news, which we didn't have 6 months ago. We couldn't have done all this stuff 6 months ago. And in the midst of the whole thing, which is a good news for Good Springs and the residents of Good Springs, is we are going to we're voluntarily putting in this fire sprinkler system. The hoods are mandatory. The fire sprinkler system is on us. We decide to do it. We want to do it. And the big benefit to the town of Good Springs is we are putting in a fire hydrant, which is going to be public domain. I mean, you guys are going to be able to use it anybody's going to be able to use it, and we're putting in a big water storage tank. Our fire department has, Thomas explained, it has a limited amount of water.
So we're going to, between the fire sprint, we're going to be the second fire department, basically, when we're done with that. So I'm just asking for this extension of time because I need your help. I need to get all this stuff processed and get it through. And how much longer is it going to take? We are poised with money to build at this point. But we need, we'll be waiting on Clark County for permitting and however long that takes. But I talked to the contractor, and he says that a lot of the smaller permits will be processed, he thinks, and hopefully within 30 days. So we're looking at this summer doing a lot of construction down there. So that's what the extension of time is all about. I was long-winded. I apologize. I hope that makes sense. Yes.
What's the fire license?
Yeah.
Is that about? Where is it
going to
be?
It's going to be right. Okay, if you go down Fail Street, you turn in. It'll be right there on the right. Okay.
Fail Street. Is that beside the bar? Before the bar? Turn off the back door?
Yes.
It's on the graveyard side of the bar.
So is it going to be on your property?
Yes. It'll be on our property.
So how are we going to be able to use it if it's on your property?
The fire department will be able to hook into it.
The
fire department will be able to hook into it.
Yeah, plug in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we
you're
want
to be very safe.
I'm thinking we can wash our cars down.
That's
not
the
case, right? That's just an emergency.
Yeah, it's a
fire.
Yeah, it's for emergency.
Is there a way you can move a little situation up there while you're spending all this other money?
I'm trying to find someone to take care of that for
If
us.
I find somebody for you, will you move?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I like the way you're doing.
Larry, from the... About 422 and with marketing umbrella. That's a great thing because I'm telling you, as I was a fireman many years ago, the access of water is a difficulty for our homes up here where we live. We all know about the insurance problems that with homes that are insured. You got to have a fire department. We need the fire department. We need water, and water's a resource here. And we can offer that to this community.
Yeah.
Come on, why not? Bring it on. I mean, that's good news to this whole group here.
Yeah, I think it should.
My gosh, and I think that's a very good thing.
My dog will appreciate it too. Yeah.
Your dog. One thing I wanted to add that I think you guys will appreciate is our residency here is around 200 plus or minus, right? Right now, the bar is employing 24 people that live in Good Springs. And all together, we have 37 employees. We just did payroll today, so I know for a fact we have 37 employees. And most of the rest of them live in Sandy Valley. There's a few people that live in Las Vegas. So we employ well over 10% of Good Springs' population. So it is vital, and we've got all of Tarja's houses full of our employees pretty much. You know, we have a lot of renters. These people are good people. John, you're one of them. You came from Utah.
Yep.
And you've been here how long?
A year now.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah.
And he's been a real asset to the community. So we're bringing in real good quality people. We still have Mike Niles here, but that's okay. But anyway, just joking, Mike, you're a great guy. But so anyway, that's a global picture, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Has most of the holdup been the county and the permits?
The most of the holdup is
planning
internally in our operation. Okay, so here you got a situation where you've got a demand on getting a whole bunch of equipment. That has to take priority. But we're doing so many charity events, it's unbelievable. And so people come in, they bring in 100 people for lunch. Today we had the Department of Tourism come in. And so, you know, what do? You have to buy more equipment and whatnot. So, you know, it's been a demand on internally.
You're having struggles though getting permits through that.
We have no. The county is good with it. It's slow, but the county is good.
Oh, good.
We're the bottleneck. I mean, we're
at this point. It pretty soon all the plans are going to be.
I would say within the next 30 days, all of the permitting will be into Clark County.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff going. There's already been permits turned in that are waiting
okay.
right now.
So you asked for extension of time?
So all we're doing is, what this is, this meeting is about is extending the time on this use permit another year is what we need. When we hope, our goal, Tom, our family goal is to have it done before the end of this year. you know.
It takes time.
But it depends on Clark County, too. Once we get permitted, like on the new kitchen, it'll take us about 30 days to build it. Okay? We got the new kitchen. We've got the fence, the perimeter fence. We should have had that done by now. We didn't, and we should have. So that perimeter fence has to be done. And then the handicap access to our outdoor bathrooms. We're going to build a ramp so the wheelchairs can get up there. So that's the items that we're asking for this time on.
So. Anybody have any comments or questions?
I have a comment. I think that what you're doing at the bar is very good. And I know
Thank you.
It takes time because I've done a lot of construction things myself.
Yeah.
And I can see where you're coming from. And I know your kitchen is small and needs growth. And
yeah.
I think that as long as you're doing it and trying to get it done, it's a very good thing.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you.
And if there's no more questions, I know that, Tom, you can't vote on it.
No.
Does Mike work at the bar, too?
I work there occasionally.
He's
not an employee. I'll stand aside, no problem.
I think it'd probably be a good idea.
Okay.
If you, yeah.
So, if there's no additional questions, I set a motion to approve the extension.
For how long?
Here. 1 year is what we should
have. That's what we did. There's a lot to do. Yeah, I would say another year. They're constantly making improvements. It's not like you just sit on it.
Yeah, our family is dedicated.
There's always,
to the
yeah.
community.
All right, there's a motion on the floor.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions for me? I guess
we'll see you next year.
Thank you. All right, on to general business. Nothing there. Comments by the public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, jurisdictions will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any members of the board wish to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board council, George Pope. Larry
Glenn Anderson, 422 Marvin Ellsbrook, right at the corner there. My date of birth, what do you have to know?
We don't care about it.
3 minutes.
Oh,
it's ticking.
I'm watching the clock.
We've got K-Ghost Radio in town. You all heard K-Ghost?
Love K-Ghost.
And we're moving to do a AM station, which will be 1670, the licensed FCC transmitter that will be broadcasting very soon. This is information only for you guys. That's what we go on. I've spent a lot of money on my own pocket through the years. We started on a little school bus back in the day, and it was pirate. But had a lot of good time with it. It brought this community a lot of good stuff. I'm moving forward to the point where the AM station will be a station for the community to get more involved, to have their own little programs and their own issues that to talk about on the shows and what have you. Of course, we'll have to qualify and make sure they know about radio. We'll teach them that. And we'll go beyond that also to the educational level to children about how radio started and make this station more of a community thing in front of my house. That will be a build a thing. I'll be access for handicap also. But it's all on me, you got what I'm saying? But I need volunteers, and what I need is people that be dedicated about radio. And the whole thing is to bring this community together tighter in radio. You can't make it here, you could hear it on AM 1670, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So our town is such a special town, and we have a special radio station called K-Ghost Radio. I'm very proud of the FM side. I'm on a part 15 of the FCC. Titles gives me an exact 10 watts to operate on. Now, we're going to bring that down to a watt, if that. The AM side, I'll be pulling the FM side off very soon, which is the AM I'm going. We are legal. I try to get a bigger license. Well, the big boys knock you right out of the water because it's a lot of money. So we're on the hobby radio side, and we'll keep it that way. but we'll keep it to the community where the community can be more involved in radio and have fun with it. And I think it's a very important thing that I'm trying to bring to you guys, just make you aware of what's happening, and it's going to be fun for the community, and cost to nobody but out of my pocket. And we'll take some donations to pay the power bill, maybe. I don't know how that works, but the thing is, radio has so much to offer to people, and especially children, and learn about how this happened. You get your iPods, you get your phones, you know, where did it all start? I'm not teaching that over here, kids. No, no. We can teach it there.
Yeah.
And just let you know what I'm doing.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Step right up. A little sunshine.
I think this quoting is a bad idea.
South Coyote Lane, Good Springs, Nevada. I just wanted to make a comment, and I was wondering if there was something I could do at a meeting with Tarsha. Her and I and Charles have been investigating septic tanks, not other people's, our own, and we've really started getting a real education in so much as my own. I've never had it emptied out as long as I've lived here, and that's been over 30 years. And now I found out all the problems I have and what it takes to get it cleaned out and what some of the good habits and things are for maintaining a septic tank. And Tarsha and I, and I think Charles, were interested in maybe putting together some paperwork from the internet and doing a little presentation to people. And we found out that if we get a group of people together, if there's people that need something, and I'm not trying to blow my own whistle or anything here. I've got mine taken care of now, thank God. But shock value when you see what the problems are with these and how to care for them and what to put down them and what not to. I thought it might be nice to be able to just do a little presentation at a meeting and do a bunch of handouts. And
what if we had someone come from the health district that's an expert on
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know, when I realized what I've done, like ignoring mine for so many years, thinking, well, if it's not backing up into the house, it's okay. That wrong. You know, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And
yeah.
Tarsha just had hers pumped and
I didn't even think I needed to be, and it was like, oh my God,
what a disaster.
Yeah.
And we were going to have you come and go
yeah.
with us like that. But what happened is we had called that guy that you
John,
use,
which is really good guy.
And he didn't call us back. And
no.
I got Coyote going out of town. He finally called late today, but I had to
yeah.
get this taken care
sure,
of. So
sure, sure.
That's why I did. But
no
he was willing to go in with us because they said, well, if you have two, three people,
yeah.
the price goes down. On it, but I don't want to take up your time, but it's just an awareness I've had, and I'd like to share it with other people, and if you could get somebody from the county to talk about it.
Well, it's not a county issue, it's a health district issue,
yeah,
but there's a whole department, the health district, that just deals with septic tanks.
Yes,
yeah,
but they're
yeah.
still county, aren't they? They're not state?
No, it's Southern Nevada Health District.
They're all
right.
on their own.
They're their
county.
Own enchilada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You were going to argue, I'm going to separate you.
Okay, are you sure? Okay, well, that's all I wanted to make
a
comment
I think
it's
on. A good idea.
Like I say, we'd like to
yeah.
Get some awareness going about it. Okay.
I'd like to make a comment. The mile marker 9 mattresses are gone, the mile marker 14 mattresses are gone. And what was the other one? Oh, the stop sign is back up. So, gracias.
Stop sign.
Yeah, the one that I never stop at, but somebody ran over it. I don't know what made me see it, but it's like.
I don't know what made you admit that.
I know.
I have a proposal. I guess I didn't stand up. Katie Heinzer, 715 West Exchange, Good Springs. I was just noticing the other day that Good Springs does not have a weather station. And I think it would be a wonderful teaching opportunity to put one at the school for the kids to learn about weather, you know, about rain collection and wind and all that. Because I was downloading an app on my phone, like you don't care about that, but our nearest weather station is Sandy Valley. Well, we all know that Good Springs ranges a couple different degrees difference. And
what do you think, Tyra?
So anyway.
Miss Teacher?
Do I have to go up there?
No.
I love to.
The kids would love it.
It would be fabulous. Actually, yeah, that's so funny you bring that up, because I was just looking at, you know, planning for next year, and one of the things I had already planned to do was have the kids do a lot more graphing changes in the weather.
Yeah.
So, honest, I'm not.
So, is that something that the county will maybe purchase for the school?
I don't know. I'll have to look into that. And again, the school district is separate from the county. So they're a separate entity. Mm-hmm. But I actually am going to be seeing our school board of regents person. Can't think of the name right now. Carolyn Edwards is
Trustees.
Going to be there tomorrow. Trustee, that's what it is.
Thank you.
That's the word I couldn't think of. She is, I'll be seeing her tomorrow. So I will see how that happens.
Yay. Donna Blessley, 475 South Fayo. The Good Springs Book Club meets the last Thursday of the month, 6 o'clock. You don't need to read the book to show up. The conversation is lively. The food is wonderful. And we've got some new members, and we welcome you all.
What's the book?
What's the next book?
The next book is Candide by Voltaire.
Could you spell that, please?
C-A-N-D-I-D-E. It's short.
Jacques has it in the library.
Jacques has it in the library.
What's her name?
And you're allowed to listen to the book, too. That's what I think. It's not cheating. They're unabridged. It's the whole thing. If you drive as much as I do, you want audiobooks.
Yeah. All right. Any more comments?
Oh my God.
Okay, guys. Next meeting date is June 27th, 2017. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, guys.
I will not be attending next month. I will not be attending next year.
Megan, you're going to be gone.
I will not be attending next month. I will be out.
So bad. Oh my God.
8:17. I'm so sweaty. Our air mayor, that's okay.
Yay, guys. Good job.
I don't like reading that much.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.